Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Zephyr John is ready. Pitch. Story lines one into left field. Sinking. And it is caught with a foot first slide. No, it isn't. The game continues. That was trapped out there by Ward. Remember, the Angels don't have a challenge. I thought he caught that ball. This should not take long. We'll hear from Alan Porter in just a moment. Angels are walking off the field. And the Red Sox are going to fly home to Boston swept.
After review, the call is overturned. It is a catch.
It is a catch, and it is a sweep, and it is a brutal road trip for the Red Sox. They start with two wins in three games in Seattle, and then they are rocked here in Anaheim to close out a 3-6 West Coast swing.
Yeah, not a good one. The two tough ones in San Fran, the defense, obviously the first one here, 3-0, and we walk a lot of people. We lost that one, and yesterday, you know, in the explaining game, you know, we're not playing great, but we're not that far off. I think offensively we can be better.
You're listening to Arcan, the Christian Arcan Show on WEEI.
Just reading right now that Ace Bailey declined to work out with the Jazz. And Danny Ainge was like, whatever. I don't care. Come on. You're coming. You're playing on my team. Work out, don't work out. Doesn't matter. You're coming to Salt Lake City, my friend. Enjoy. Igor Demin, guard from Brigham Young. Igor has been selected by the Brooklyn Nets. The Russian. Last really good Russian player. Timofey Mozgov. Is he Russian?
Had to have been.
Sounds like he's Russian. I mean, I don't want to offend anybody, but it sounds like a Russian name. There he goes. What about Pokuševski?
Timofey Mozgov is Russian.
He is Russian. Okay. There's probably some other ones. The Red Sox, who you just heard there getting swept by the Anaheim Angels earlier today on these airwaves, are really bumming everybody out, myself included. Alex Cora included as well. And to hear him after the game revert back to the, yeah, you know, we're really close. The offense is close. Yeah, we're striking out a lot. We just got to make some adjustments. Hearing this reset back to that after 3 weeks, right? It was about 3 weeks that they were playing well. Going back to that first Yankee series. Doesn't it seem like the Red Sox just need to play the Yankees to get back to their winning ways? It's the only team that they really look good against is when they play the Yankees. Who they opened that first series with back on June 6th. That was almost exactly 3 weeks ago. And for those 3 weeks, it was fun to watch them. For those 3 weeks, the Red Sox didn't score a ton of runs. They did in that first Yankee series. And then the bats started to quiet down against Tampa, quiet even more so against the Yankees the second time around.
And then they took 2 of 3 against the Mariners. Not a lot of offense there either. And then they traded Rafael Devers, beat Devers Giants. Or I guess they traded Devers before the Mariners series, sorry. But either way, they go to San Francisco, they beat Devers Giants in that first game, and since then they've lost 5 straight. They are back down to 2 games under .500. I believe they're the coldest team in the league right now, just in terms of like losing streak. I think that's the longest streak in the league. It is. It is. Tied with the Minnesota Twins, who are also flailing right now. A team that at one point this year I thought was going to be the biggest surprise in baseball. They had that crazy stretch. What did they win, like 16 straight or something? And now they're unable to really do anything. And are 12 and a half games back of the Central. The Red Sox are 6.5 back of the Yankees, who have also not been good lately, but in the wild card, which is really what they should be focusing on, they are starting to slip even further. The Mariners now, who have won 3 straight, are in sole possession of that final wild card. The Guardians, 1.5 behind them. The Angels who just swept you, they just used you basically as a pommel horse to launch themselves into the wild card conversation. Because they weren't really there prior to this series. They're now 2 games back. The Rangers, 2.5. And you, Boston Red Sox, are 3 games back, looking up at Texas, Anaheim, Cleveland, and Seattle. And the other 2 wild card teams are the Jays and the Rays. Toronto, who, by the way, you start a weekend series with at Fenway on Friday. I don't think it really needs to be said. I think it's fairly obvious at this point, but this is it. This is it. You had your 3 weeks to show everybody what you're capable of. And really, all that happened in those 3 weeks is that they played better defense, they stopped running into outs, and the starting pitching went absolutely crazy. They were awesome for that stretch. Giolito was awesome in that stretch. Crochet has been awesome all year, but he was definitely awesome in that stretch. Bayo, awesome. Bueller even had a good start in that stretch. Just one, but he did have one. And Dobbins against the Yankees was nails. He's now on IL, but he was a big part of that too. That whole thing with him and the father and the story, and then him going out there and shoving against New York twice, that was awesome. And that should have been one of those moments where it's like, okay, this team's starting to click. It's starting to come together. Look at them rally around each other. Devers gets traded. Okay, well, you know, they're still sticking together. They took 2 out of 3 from Seattle. That's a team they're directly competing with right now for that wild card. And they went in there and they beat them 2 out of 3 in their ballpark to start off this trip. And then the emotion of it all ran out. All of the same familiar problems that this team has been dealing with all year long, from the errors to the bad base running to the poor starting pitching to the bullpen blowing it to the offense having bad situational hitting. The offense has been bad for a while now, but you saw enough times the base is loaded with one out and no runs get scored. You know? Chris Cotillo had a tweet, I'll find it for you here, about the offense and what it's really been producing here since the trade. It's an ugly situation. The Red Sox have scored 28 runs in 9 games on their West Coast trip to start the post-Devers era. 28 runs in 9 games. 2 or fewer in 7 of their last 12, including the home Yankee sweep. 28 runs in 9 games. That's, you know, a little over 3 runs per game. And that's not too far off from what they were doing over that 3-week stretch when they were playing very well. They weren't averaging much more than 3-ish runs per game, but they were winning. You knew it wasn't going to be sustainable. And I said this at the time, it really doesn't feel like it can be sustainable without Rafael Devers. Because, yeah, he started off June pretty slowly, and he's not really picked it up since then, even since going to San Francisco. But one thing about him is even when he goes cold, you know he's going to bounce back. He's had some tough Augusts and Septembers recently in seasons where the team essentially gave up. But we're not in August and September right now. We're still in June, and we got all of July. And I guarantee you Rafael Devers is going to have another hot streak at some point in that time. You want to tell me he goes back in the tank in August? Okay. I guess we'll all find out together. But for right now, they are missing him. They're going to continue to miss him. And unless Alex Bregman gets back very quickly, which we're still sort of in the dark with him, Alex Cora 2 weeks ago said, yeah, you know, it's not going to be 2 months, but it's also not going to be 1 month. And it's like, well, okay, so what is it then, Agatha Christie? Can we just, you know, why do we have to speak in riddles? Why can't you just give us a date? That makes me think that it's not going to be 2 months. You know, we might hear, just like with Cutter Crawford, we might hear, oh, yeah, actually, Bregman, we got to shut him down. We also heard today that Alex Bregman may be open to an extension with the Red Sox, to which I say, yeah, really? What do you think he's going to come out and say? No, I'm actually not open to an extension. I want everyone to know that I hate it here. Like, of course, Bregman's not going to do that. He's open to an extension, but he's not going to guarantee. He's open to whatever. Anybody can be open to anything.
And now he has all the leverage.
That's true. Now he, at the negotiating table, can wield the fact that Rafael Devers got shipped to San Francisco right in everyone's face. And something tells me that the powers that be over there on Jersey Street maybe aren't going to like that. Aren't going to like Scott Boras strutting in there with his Alex Bregman proposal and then being like, are you kidding me? And then Alex Bregman goes to Detroit or something. Like, that's how I see this going, if you want my honest opinion. And why would Bregman want to stick around for this? If I'm Bregman or Garrett Crochet or Aroldis Chapman or any of the other team players that got to this team and have played tremendously well and watched this team just crap itself over and over again every night, I'd want to get out of here too. I'd be like, yeah, screw this. What do I want to stick around here for? I'm a hired gun, and this team's a mess. I'm doing my job. Aroldis Chapman, he's doing his job. He's going out there, and he is throwing gas. Fire flames from Aroldis Chapman. And what's that get you? Two games under 500. Garrett Crochet, him and Paul Skeens are the two best pitchers in baseball. And, again, Skeens, too. I mean, that team also sucks. But at the very least, you can say that Skeens was a high draft pick, and it's not like Pittsburgh went out and tried to load up in the offseason. No, no, no. Pittsburgh's just being Pittsburgh. They happen to have a good pitcher. The Red Sox, this was all part of a bigger plan, and that plan is not coming to fruition. If I'm any of those new players, aside from Walker Buehler, who's probably going to be happy to take what he can get after this, but for those guys, for the guys doing their jobs this year, for the guys who came here and got paid a lot of money to come here and do a job and are doing it, they've got to be mortified by this team and this organization and ownership and all of it. You know, like that leaves an impression. That leaves a mark. I don't think fans appreciate this. Garrett Crochet was with the White Sox before this, so maybe he's a bad example, but Bregman was in Houston. Chapman's been everywhere. I mean, he's played for every team in the league. I asked Jeff Passan, are the Red Sox more screwed up than your average baseball team? And he said, yeah, they are. But there's a lot of that are more screwed up than they are. But then your average team, yeah, the Red Sox certainly are. When it comes to the big market teams, they kind of take the cake in terms of dysfunction. For big market teams, for the big money teams, they're probably the most screwed up. And it's reflecting. It's reflecting in everything that you see. Houston just made their pick, which will be going to Phoenix, and it's Colin Murray Boyles, who is a guard from Stanford. Is that right? No, forward from Stanford.
South Carolina.
South Carolina, not Stanford. Excuse me. His girlfriend is wearing his hat. It does not fit. That is all I can say. Nice-looking girlfriend, though. Anyway, 617-779-7937 is the phone number. I've said enough about the Red Sox. The NBA draft is going on. I just would like to point out, by the way, that the first pick was made at around 8:05. It is now 9:14, and they just made the 10th pick of the first round. We are not going to be covering this Celtics pick. If they don't make a trade sometime in the next, I don't know, 40 minutes, then we are not going to get there.
I think that was 9, too, so Boyles is going to
Okay,
Toronto.
What, that was 9. We haven't even made 10 picks. It's been an hour and 15 minutes, and they haven't made 10 picks yet. NBA, you are killing me, man. The NBA, the All-Star game and the All-Star break, ridiculous. Did everybody who works at the NBA forget how to do TV? Did they forget how to be interesting? Like, what is happening right now? That NBA All-Star break was ridiculous. They play for 10 minutes, and then they come out and talk for 20 minutes, and then the next two teams would come out. They play for 10 minutes. Stop. Here comes another 20-minute break where they interview people and, you know, do, like, weird games in between and stuff like that. It was ridiculous. And now here we are. It's the NBA draft, and it's going slower than the NFL draft, where they have 15 minutes in between each pick. We've done 10 picks. It's taken over an hour. Ugh. NBA, man, you are killing me. killing me. I think I'm just upset about a lot of different things right now, and I'm taking it out on the NBA draft. You know,
I think that's more than warranted, though. I mean, that's ridiculous. 9 picks in an hour and 10 minutes.
That's preposterous. Like, what do you think? You know, like, everyone's hanging on the edge of their seat. Maybe in Maine they were for that first one. But, you know, like, once you get to Canupel, I think you can maybe move it along a little bit. All right. Well, there goes Canupel. All right, let's go. Come on. Here we go. Everybody. Igor Denim just got picked. All right, let's keep it moving here. Come on, everybody. Igor's gone. We can go a little faster now. Get our day, our evening moving a little bit quicker than this. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Zach Coe is going to get you caught up on what's trending. We will revisit all of these Celtics rumors and some of those crazy offers that they've been getting, because, you know, I'm just ready for something to happen. I'm ready for a crazy offer or a crazy trade or something to happen here. We've had 9 picks in an hour and 10 minutes. This is driving me nuts. Here's Zach Coe. We'll be right back.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Red Sox fell to the Angels this afternoon. 5-2 at the Big A was the final. Sox are swept by the Angels, extending their losing streak to 5. Lone source of offense on the day comes from a Trevor Story 2 RBI single all the way back in the first inning. They finish this 9-game West Coast swing 3-6 and now sit 3 games back of the final wild card spot. They'll be off tomorrow before returning back to Fenway to welcome the Toronto Blue Jays for a 3-game weekend set that gets underway on Friday. Brian Baio gets the start for the Sox opposite a to-be-announced starter for Toronto. You can hear coverage of that one right here on WEEI and across the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Christian Arcand will get you started at 6:10 on the Mass Mutual pregame show. Then the first pitch between Sox and Jays at 7:10. NBA draft crawling along tonight. Cooper Flagg went first overall to the Dallas Mavericks. Celtics have the 28th pick in tonight's first round, which at this rate won't happen until about midnight. They'll have the 32nd pick in tomorrow's second round. Bruins GM Don Sweeney met with the media ahead of Friday's NHL draft. Among the topics he discussed were restricted free agent Morgan Geekie's contract, which he said is not on the doorstep, but also that he's not concerned about getting a deal done. As for the 7th overall pick on Friday in Friday's draft, Sweeney said they'll be taking the best player available regardless of position, and if they were going to move it, it would be a long-term fix. My name is Zach Coe, and that's what's trending on WEEI and WEEI.com. More Christian Arcand show right after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
one-day only Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help, you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
You're listening to Christian Arcan on WEEI.
The Celtics are still in the first apron, still in the luxury tax, dealing with the uncertainty of Jason Tatum. Will he or will he not play next season? So their phone lines are still ringing on Jaylen Brown and Derek White. We know these are key contributors to the championship team there in Boston. And so they've got a very high price threshold for both of those players. So if someone blows them away, you have to listen on that. And so unless someone does that, their preference is to keep both Jaylen Brown and Derek White. But listen, teams are calling right now feverishly, trying to get their hands on one of these two guys.
Shams earlier today, promises of fireworks. So far, we've gotten a first round that is taking over an hour to get through 10 picks. It's Christian Arcan Show, WEEI. We'll have the Arcan fire in about 5 minutes because I'm not going to do this all night. Although, a trade got made that at first I didn't really think much of, but now that I'm reading about it, I'm annoyed by this too. I'm annoyed by this too, and I didn't even really know who this guy was. The Hornets are trading Mark Williams to the Suns for the 29th overall pick tonight and a 2029 first round pick. So they'll get 29 tonight, and they'll get Phoenix's pick next year. And Mark Williams is center on the Hornets, okay? He said Mark Williams. I was like, who's Mark Williams? I don't remember him in the times that they played the Hornets this year. He's good. Average a double-double, 15 and 10. Hand up. I should know more about this guy than I do. And also, you may remember, the Lakers tried to trade for him, and the league, why did the league veto it? Or they rescinded the trade? What happened?
I think there was something wrong with the medicals. It was the Lakers that backed out.
Lakers backed out. Got it. He's 23 years old, was drafted in 2022, and was traded to the Lakers for Dalton Knecht and Cam Reddish. However, 2 days later, it was reported it was rescinded after the Hornets failed to meet their part of the deal, returning Williams to the Hornets. Failed to meet part of the deal. That must have been the physicals, right? Yeah, okay, so they didn't want to send the physicals over. Lakers said, forget it, and that was that. This is the kind of player that I would have been fine with the Celtics making, trading their 28th overall pick for. Maybe not this specific player, but if this is the kind of guy you could get for 29, then you could probably get him at 28. And I don't know. I mean, if you're talking, he's 23, so it's not like you're talking about some project. He's 23 years old, averaged 15 and 10 last year. Sketchy medicals, okay? Red flag, but it's not like you're trading much to get him. They traded the 29th overall pick and got him. And I know I sound like a real tool right now talking about this guy I just heard of for the first time and seeing his numbers and being like, wow, the Celtics should have got him. But the team with the pick after the Celtics is the team that traded for him. So yeah, the Celtics should have got him. Right? I mean, like, and maybe they'll still do something with that 28th overall pick. I will say, even if they don't get Mark Williams, my favorite player of all time, best friend Mark Williams, even if they're not getting him, if this is what the market is, if you can trade a late first-round pick for a 23-year-old center or averaging 15 and 10, then yeah, that's okay. Good. Looking good, Celtics. That's kind of what I would like them to try and do. Not that exact thing. That exact thing just got done by a different team. But, you know, like that's sort of the lane I was looking for. And maybe I'm just annoyed that this has been so boring, this draft so far. It is 9:30 and they've made 11 picks. This is ridiculous. This is honestly ridiculous. I believe another trade just got made. Let's go to Shams here. The Portland Trail Blazers are trading Cedric Coward at number 11 to the Memphis Grizzlies. Okay. Great. 617-779-7937. Let's go to Johnny in Brooklyn. Hey, Johnny.
Arcand, how you doing?
What's
buddy?
Up, Johnny?
Thanks for the call. Listen, yesterday the Porzingis trade goes through and I call you and I'm distraught. But the thing is, at the time I got the name, I was thinking it was for Gordy Dieng, who was a backup center on the Timberwolves. Turns out he's out of the league. It's for Gordy Niang.
George is Niang.
I got to say, George is Gorgy. Come on, listen, man. The reality is, this is probably one of the top five least likable players in the NBA, as far as I'm concerned. Not that he's like a bad, I don't know anything about him as a guy, but like you watch him play, he's this dumpy, slap happy, makes a shot, makes a big deal as though he's good, and then gets blown by on the other side. And I was hearing it. So already this is, to me, it's like, I haven't disliked a Celtics bench player this much since it was like Jeff Teague and Tristan Thompson. I wanted Danny Ainge fired for those. And not that I'm going that far for, you know, in Brad here, but listen, right. Still, to think that this guy, they're going to trade Hauser, who I'm a little bit indifferent over, but then they're going to put this guy in and we're going to have to watch this. I mean, do you remember him on the Cavs at all? Let me know if you remember this guy at all. He's a dumpy, not good. Jaylen Brown was blown by him constantly.
Yeah. I remember George. Yeah, sorry, Johnny. I thought you were the. I remember George Niang. George is Niang. Local kid. And not someone who I think is really part of the plan here with the Celtics. I think he's just the guy that they got in the salary dump. I wouldn't be surprised if he gets moved again or is a throw-in for some other kind of deal or something like that. I don't think you're going to have to worry about seeing a whole lot of George's Niang next year, if that's what you're concerned about. If you don't like that as a return for Kristaps Porzingis, I'm with you. I don't think it's a great return. But I also wonder, with all of those offers, and we heard a lot of them swirling around for Porzingis, how many of them were legitimate? How many of them were much better than George's Niang? You got to remember that Porzingis is already considered a risky trade in the first place. And certainly after he had to miss all that time with a mystery illness that we still don't know what it is, which I just can't get over that. I can't get over that we still don't know that. I hate not knowing things. Like, I hate it. It happens all the time, so that's why I'm always so mad, I guess. But, like, I hate not knowing things. I hate that I don't know when, no one knows when Bregman's coming back, and I hate that we still don't know what the hell happened with Kristaps Porzingis. I hate that we don't know about Malcolm Butler. Like, not knowing stuff like that really irks me. I don't know why. It just gets under my skin.
Malcolm Butler drives me insane.
Right? Doesn't that just still drive you nuts? Someone just tell us, right? It's like with the aliens and the UFOs. Just tell us already, okay? Open the file and can you just tell us? Can you show us the aliens? That's all I want. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. It's 9:30. Let's get to the Arcan Fire.
It's time for Arcan Fire on the Christian Arcan Show. This is WEEI.
Alrighty, so I want to kick off the Arcan Fire tonight talking about the Bruins' new jerseys. It's been rumored for a while since the centennial season that they were going to rebrand to a more retro look. Personally, I love the new look, but what do you think?
I think they're fine. It's the Happy Gilmore jerseys, right?
Yeah.
Great. I mean, I like those jerseys. I like that they're bringing them back. Makes me think about, you know, what they look like when I was a kid. I like the white ones of those in particular. I think those are really sharp looking. And I like the black ones, too. I think they're both really, really nice. But I just can't bring myself to give a crap. I'm sorry. Like, I just don't care. The Bruins are a team that is going to have to really play up the aesthetic, and they're going to really have to play up, you know, David Pastrnak and Swayman's going to have to be so much better. And I'm just thinking about how to, like, market a team like this, how to market a team that blew it up at the deadline, and then your best guy goes and ends up winning the cup with the Florida Panthers just like I thought we would. You know, like, the whole thing is just, ugh. It's enough to really, really bog you down. Oh, boy, I just took a look at the phone screener. I think we're in for a treat here, Boston. I think we're in for a very special treat. I'll give it a minute to marinate here because I don't want to I don't want to get off track here with the Arcan Fire. But the redesigned Bruins uniforms are just throwbacks. I mean, that's basically all it is, which I'm fine with because I'm an old fan. And I like things that remind me of when I was a child. But if I'm like a young Bruins fan, I'd be like, oh, okay, well, this is the new uniform? Like, okay, guys, cool. Joining us right now here on the phone is a man that's very special to me, a guy who took me under his wing when I first started here at WEEI doing the, as it was called back then, the Sports Flash over at Bullfinch Plaza there next to Channel 7. And then many escapades, both here and in New York City since then. I'm talking, of course, about the Sauce Man. The great John Saucier is on line one. Hello, John.
Sauce Man. We're really proud of you, man. And I'm even more proud of Cooper Flagg tonight. The entire state of Maine is celebrating tonight, 207. If you don't know what that is, that's one area code for an entire state. And now we got one player from an entire state. The number one player in the NBA draft coming from Maine is significant, Christian. And this isn't just Kenny Bunkport, Maine, Portland, your little postcard, Maine. You're going sailboating. No, this is Trailer Park, Maine. This is we spray paint our own pickup trucks. Camo, Maine, okay? 207, I'm so pumped tonight. So pumped. It's very significant.
Yes, it is. Saucier, people are saying, many people are saying, that Flagg is the best player out of Maine since you.
You know what? I got some connections down here in New York with the New York Knicks, and they said the same thing.
Really?
So that's how it is. Nobody called me tonight, by the way. I was a basketball player in Maine, too. I'm 6'11". My phone is on, and the NBA draft is going on. So I might get a call any second, Christian, and have to go, okay?
All right.
Now, we're excited for Cooper, Maine. And that's what hard work and determination can do. Watch out for his brother, Ace. He's going to be the University of Maine next year. University of Maine has never even made the NCAA men's basketball tournament before, okay? But the thing is, in the state of Maine, the culture of basketball is so huge. So this is why we're so excited tonight.
All right, good. Now, I have a question for you, Sauce Man. You're unique to be able to answer this. People in Maine, maniacs. Are they going to be Mavericks fans now? Or are they going to stick with the Celtics because the Maine Red Claw or the Maine Celtics now? Are they? What's going to happen there? Is it going to be a split fan base?
That's a great question. I think that there will be some people that cheer for Cooper, but not the Mavericks, and they'll stick with the Celtics. Back in the day, we had a WNBA player drafted. Her name is Cindy Blodgett,
okay.
And since there was really no WNBA team in New England, everyone kind of went for the Cleveland Rockers, which is who drafted her. But in this instance, I think they'll cheer for Cooper, but screw the Mavericks. Maine doesn't care about the Mavericks.
Good.
Sorry, Kyrie. Whatever. Get out of here. Luka, go back to the salad bar.
Luka's not on the team anymore. But Saucier, before we let you go, if people listening right now are feeling a sense of deja vu, in case you don't know, Saucier, you were the main headline guy here for many, many years in the afternoon show. We all did it through Metro and Total Traffic, but you were the afternoon, and I think you delivered the very last sports flash ever in the history of WEEI. Isn't that right?
Listen, Christian, that was 10 years ago. Nobody remembers me. You're wasting your breath. But I'll give you this. Maybe okay. You remember this. I haven't done this for a long time. Here it is. I'm John Saucier, and that's a sports flash.
There you go. Very nice.
Cooper Flagg's the number one pick. That just sports flash tonight, man. Proud of you, Christian. Keep it up the good work, babe.
All right, thanks, Sauce. Great to hear from you, buddy. That is John Saucier, the great John Saucier. He must have heard me talking about him. We're talking about Maine. Oh, man. I haven't seen Sauce in a long time. It used to be every time I go down to New York, I'd holler at Sauce and we'd go out, but now I haven't been in a few years, and you know, it's just hard to connect. You start having kids, you know, you just can't do stuff you used to do. Can't do fun stuff you used to do. Hanging out with Sauce is fun because he's gigantic. He's taller than Will Fleming. I'm not even kidding. So you go out and everybody thinks, you know, we were out in New York City. Everybody thinks he's on the Knicks. They think he's who is the guy? Who is the guy that got traded or drafted in between LeBron and Dwayne Wade? And then there was that guy, what was his name?
Darko Milicic.
Darko Milicic, yeah. I tell people, yeah, this is my friend Darko Milicic. And no one could tell it wasn't him because he's so tall. It's not like you could see his face anyway. It was great. 617-779-7937. Oh, we were right in the middle of the Arcan fire. Let's keep it going with the Arcan fire. Bruins jerseys, fine, whatever. I'm depressed about the team. Don't care about the jerseys. What's next?
The Raptors reportedly offered the Celtics a deal, including the 9th overall pick for Derek White.
Okay, I'm glad the Celtics turned that down. That's not, you know, the 9th overall pick. Who did the 9th overall pick end up even being here? That would be Colin Murray-Boyles, who, along with Ace Bailey, looked so disappointed to be drafted by the team they were drafted by. I'm pretty sure Colin Murray-Boyles, like, put his head down and muttered the F word under his breath after he got drafted by Toronto. I'm not even kidding. Go back and watch. He did something. You could see he was like, oh, God, jeez. And then he got up and smiled and it was all that. Ace Bailey, same thing. He did not want to go to Utah.
really didn't want to go to Utah, which, by the way, is kind of great, isn't it? These prospects that no one really is that high on are making these demands here at the draft that no one's watching because it's taken forever to get through the first round. Like, this whole thing is pretty trying. I got to be honest with you. Like, this whole thing with the draft tonight is trying me for sure. 9th overall pick. Yeah, sorry, Colin Murray Boyles. I'm sure, good player out of South Carolina there. And, tough player, tough defender. If that's what you were going to be getting for Derek White, was that it straight up with 9th, and or was there more to it?
I'm sure there was more to it, but that's all that was reported.
Like, if it was R.J. Barrett and, Grady Dick and who else? Scotty Barnes. Like, they have some players on that team. I kind of like Toronto, honestly. If they put together a package that was right for Derek White that also included the 9th overall pick, I'd consider it. But it'd have to be some NBA-ready talent. I wouldn't just take it straight up like that. That would be a big-time miscalculation of Derek White, what he can offer you as a player, and also what he should be worth on the trade market.
Get over here!
Are you familiar with Thomas Castellanos?
Yeah, he was the BC quarterback.
Yeah, you followed some of his quotes coming out this week with Pete Nakos over at On3 Sports?
No, I'm familiar with Thomas Castellanos. Where is he now, Florida State?
Florida State,
okay,
yes.
I know he left BC to go to Florida State. I liked him at BC. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay, so he did an interview with On3 Sports this week.
What is On3 Sports?
It's a college sports like outlet. Premier, besides ESPN, one of the premier
On3
outlets.
On3, that sounds familiar. I don't know. I can't picture it, but okay.
So he did an interview. Florida State plays Alabama week one. He said that he doesn't think Alabama can contain him and that they don't have Nick Saban to save them. But he didn't stop there. He talked about his time at BC. He said that him and Bill O'Brien butted heads earlier in the season.
No.
He did so much for that program, he wasn't repaid the right way. He also said he feels like he tore the ACC up by himself the last 2 years, and now that he's with a squad, he's going to tear it up even more. Thomas Castellanos went 4-8 in ACC play with BC last year. His QBR ranked worst among starters at the time of his benching, and the offense drastically improved once they replaced him with Grayson James.
Yeah, I remember him getting benched, and I didn't remember the offense improving, but I do remember he got benched, and it was just, it seemed like he really had something there. It was fun. He could throw on the run. He could take off, get big chunk plays. It was BC and it was ACC, so sometimes you'll see him really go nuts against some crap team, and then you play a real team, and it's like, oh, yeah, right. this is still BC. This is still some guy. Him going to Florida State, though, I think is because Florida State, what a tremendous drop-off they had. Florida State really, from being undefeated and getting kind of screwed over the year before to what happened to him last year was about as – ugly of a turnaround as there is. So I don't know, they could be with him, they hitch their wagon to this guy. It's Florida State, so they'll find other quarterbacks, but man, that's an interesting roll of the dice for them to be making here.
They're 13-point dogs against Alabama, who apparently can't contain him.
No, definitely not. Do they play UNC this year?
I'm not sure, actually.
Bet you they do, right? They probably do.
Yeah, I feel like they have to.
Okay. Derek Queen, another big guy, Maryland center. I was mostly just looking at the centers. That's all I really care about for the Celtics. I just want them to get the more big men. Porzingis is gone. I feel like Horford's probably going to be gone. I'm terrified of a season with Luke Kornet and Nemus Kata and who am I missing? Kornet, Kata.
Jordan Walsh.
Who's the other big that I'm missing? It's or is there one? Maybe there isn't. Either way, I think that that's where they need to focus. If they want to call John Saucier, that would work. Although, I don't know if he still has that bounce in his legs anymore. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. That was the Arcan Fire. We'll come back and wrap things up next here on WEEI.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good.
like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Did you know that if you miss any part of the show, you can jump back to listen?
Either on the Odyssey app or at WEEI.com. Click on the orange listen button.
And rewind to the moments you care about most. The Christian Arcan Show on WEEI.
With the first pick in the 2025 NBA Draft, the Dallas Mavericks select Cooper Flagg from Duke University.
Big day for Maine. Big day for the Maniacs. Big day for the 207s. Christian Arcan Show. Got about 5 minutes left before we sign off. I'm not kidding. The NBA Draft is taking forever. Sandlot, forever. We have not made 15 picks yet, and it has been 2 hours. It's been 2 hours of the NBA draft, and we are not yet to pick 15. There's 30 pit, right? So we're halfway through. We're not halfway through, and is this going to be a four-hour thing? I mean, I'm not kidding. Like, is it going to be 12 midnight and we're going to get to the end of the first round? Is this going to be a four-hour-long broadcast? NBA, what are you doing?
It's insane, too, because when we were planning the show earlier, you were like, oh, we're probably just going to miss the Celtics pick. It was 2.5 hours last year, so probably like 10:20 for them to pick. We're not even
last year, the first round was 2.5 hours. I went back and checked. Maybe I looked at that there weren't commercials or something, but I looked back just to see so we could time out the show tonight, knowing we'd get on after the Red Sox. And I swear last year was about, the first round was about 2.5 hours. We are 2 hours in, and it's Oklahoma City is about to pick at 15. They haven't even picked yet. We're not halfway through. This is preposterous. The only exciting thing that's happened is that Cooper Flagg got drafted. Other than that, we've seen pretty much nothing except for Mark Williams get traded. And that's a trade I would have been okay with the Celtics making, I guess. But so far, the Celtics haven't done squat. Celtics have been rumored to be trying to trade into the lottery. SNY's Ian Begley said that they've talked with several teams, including the Spurs, who are picking at number 2 and number 14, about possibly trading up. The Spurs took Dylan Harper with the 2nd overall pick. They just made the 14th overall pick, and it was Carter Bryant. 6'7 forward from Arizona. Two-way wing heading to the Spurs, who are doing stuff. You know, I mean, there's two picks in the first round. They traded for Fox. They were hot and heavy after Jaylen Brown. I guess they were in on Porzingis, too. They've been making these kind of calls, but you can tell that they're trying to build something here. The future with them and Wembanyama is going to be an interesting one to look at. See if that's a guy you can put all the eggs in the basket of.
after Oklahoma City. You got Memphis, Minnesota, Washington, Brooklyn, Miami, Utah, Atlanta. All these, by the way, picks that were traded or will be traded. And it just sort of goes to show, I think, that the NBA and the draft and all of this, like, they're really trying to pump this thing up and spend a lot of extra time on each pick and filibuster in between each pick. And it's just, oh, man, it's really dragging. It's really, really dragging. And the Celtics aren't doing anything. The Celtics are just watching it all happen. The Raptors took Colin Murray-Boyles at 9. He did not look happy to be picked by them. And then Malawak got picked number 10 by Houston. His rights will be traded to Phoenix. And there's your top 10 over with, and with it, all the rumors that the Celtics might be trading into the top 10. Recent reports suggested that Toronto offered the 9 pick and the Jazz offered the 5th overall pick. But whatever that trade was, whatever it was they were looking for, I think with the Raptors, they were looking for Derek White, right? It was the 9th overall pick and some other things for Derek White. Celtics said no. The Jazz offering 5 overall. I think that was a Jaylen Brown trade, and I think it was Colin Sexton and Jordan Clarkson, some other guys on the expiring deals, bunch of draft picks, and 5 overall. Celtics said no to that too, which I'm fine with. Let's see. Jeff Goodman on NBC Sports Boston said that Cedric Coward is a player the Celtics should consider trading up for. Washington State guard was drafted by Portland at number 11 and then traded to the Grizzlies. Grizzlies sent a 16 and 28 first-round pick via Orlando and a couple of second-rounders to Portland. So he's off the board. Trade got made after that. Celtics, nothing to do with it. And, of course, they could have maybe done something about going to 14. One guy who's still on the board, and I make a point of this because Steve Bolpet, formerly of the Boston Herald, now at Heavy.com, mentioned him yesterday, and I still take everything Bolpet says very, very seriously when it comes to the Celtics. He said that they are really into Kasparis Jakusconis, the Illinois guard from Lithuania, and he is still on the board. Oh, wow, Thomas Sorber just got picked by OKC, the center from Georgetown, who I thought might be around at 28. He goes high. He goes 15th overall to the Thunder. Chet Holmgren insurance. There you go. Another big off the board.
Strong chain out of him, too.
Yeah, definitely a strong chain. I like the sparkly suit. It's very cool. Kind of actually, I don't like what it reminds me of. It reminds me of, like, Puffy and Mace back in the day. Anything that reminds you of, like, the shiny suits, like P. Diddy and the shiny suits, bad correlation now. And there you go. It's all the time I have here tonight. I would have liked to have told you that the Celtics did something or that we got to see the Celtics pick, but this decided instead to be the slowest draft in the history of drafts. I think the Vietnam draft didn't take this long. And that's all the time I have here tonight. I'll be back tomorrow. Red Sox pregame. Actually, no Red Sox pregame tomorrow. Red Sox are off. We have a full four-hour show and the third installment of the Dong Report. That's tomorrow. Red Sox may be bumming you out. Celtics, Bruins, etc. We have the Dongs, people. We have the Dongs. And we'll have them tomorrow night at 9:30. Zach Coe, great job. I'm Art Cann. Good night now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.